If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll get back to college basketball, the Final Four, Maryland's coaching search with Chip Patterson, college basketball writer for CBS Sports. But right now, we open up EB's entertainment page.
Let me see. I need the read here, Cakes.
I do not have the read sheet. JP's passing you his.
I mean, I probably haven't memorized, but it's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. I'm kind of taken aback here because I'm reading this Jessica Simpson story.
What's
that,
her deal?
That came out yesterday. I don't even know how to say this. But Jessica Simpson has a remedy for her vocal cords that her vocal coach recommended. She drinks snake sperm to help improve her vocal cords, Cakes. It's
never
a Chinese
heard
herb cocktail. And she claims that she could be seen on her Instagram opening the lid to a small bottle, taking a swig, and she talks about how the drink was recommended by her vocal coach.
Can you buy that at CVS? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Where would you get that?
She says it tastes like honey.
I'll take her word for it.
You know what? I don't know that she really needs it. Who's really clamoring to hear Jessica Simpson sing in 2025?
Well, she just...
Anybody you know?
No, she recently...
When's the last time she did sing?
She had an album, Nashville Canyon Part 1, I guess, which she recently released. I think she's gotten back into singing since she's broken up with her husband, Eric Johnson.
Right. Former T.E.,
former tight end for, I know, the Niners. I don't know. Did he play elsewhere?
Saints, maybe?
Maybe,
yeah,
the Saints.
I think at least one other team.
They have three children together, Maxwell, Ace, and Birdie. She named her kid Birdie. So, I don't know. Cakes, if you're getting it, maybe you're coming in a little scratchy.
No, Jason should try it for his first call.
Morning.
For his call.
Can you drink some snake sperm?
No, probably not.
You've probably had something similar before.
I'd rather
before.
Hack up what I got. The phlegm is in my throat.
You have it? Oh, okay.
That only happens for the first half hour.
I know.
Once 7 o'clock gets here, it usually clears up.
See if you can find that. That's some good stuff. It tastes like honey cakes.
I mean, how much does it cost? Sounds pricey. I mean, I don't know. The scarcity of it. Like, where would you even find such a product?
Can you imagine if your job was bottling that?
Well, how do they procure it? Is that what you mean? Yeah. How do you procure it? I have no idea. So they've been just trashing Snow White, right? What's the big deal? Why does everyone hate Snow White? I know it's bombing at the box office.
I'm not exactly sure. I know some of the controversy was that aren't they using like CGI dwarves?
Yeah, they're not using real dwarves.
They're not using real people to play the dwarves. And I think Snow White is a little bit on the progressive side.
So
that's all I know.
It had a $250 million budget.
Everyone's also calling her kind of narcissistic.
Okay.
Okay. It did $43 million the first week. I think already it's fallen below $15 million domestically in its second week. I think it's doing okay internationally, but it could be just sort of a bonfire for is it a Disney release?
Yes,
for
that's
Disney,
a Disney property.
That put that out there for $250 million, Cakes.
The yes, no, man, again, we would have seen that big bloated budget. We would have said, no, of course, no, you're not going to spend $250 million on a live Snow White reboot.
No. I would have said yes for redoing Snow White, no for having it be so polarizing.
Right.
Okay, but we would have tried to get the budget down to a more manageable number. I mean, $250 million is a lot.
I think the other live action Cakes have done gangbusters.
Yeah. All of them?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Did the Little Mermaid live action kill?
I don't know.
I'd have to look it up.
There's a reason they keep making them.
On Friday.
I'll check this. I'll fact check.
On Friday, Kevin recommended The Studio. Since you're talking about Yes, No Men, and that's mm-hmm. Seth Rogen as the star who gets elevated to become the studio head of a fictional studio making movies. I watched the first two episodes. Really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Jason,
what is it on? Is that Netflix?
Apple TV.
Apple.
Jason, I saw this story, and I thought of you because back in the day, probably 20 years ago, we used to do like a NYPD Blue like update. Do you remember that?
I do remember
that,
We might
have been working nights at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that was
a long time ago.
Infancy of the show.
We loved NYPD Blue. Always loved the Sipowitz would jack him up against the wall, and they'd always solve the whatever crime.
Put out his pad, and people would confess.
And they get him to confess in 60 minutes. So it's kind of interesting.
And Jimmy Smits came in.
Right. And then Jason and I always liked that Kim Delaney, but she's a handful, man. She's had a variety of incidents. I think she has an alcohol problem, to be honest with you, but she's 63 now.
Right.
And I think she was recently in like a car accident where she's been sued for that. And then she had a beef, I guess, with her boyfriend, husband, whatever it is, her significant other.
Was it over sports?
I don't know if it was over sports, but it got physical. Sweet and she's been arrested for felony assault. And it was like it was like on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Cops were called. And they both were brought in. And I believe she was arrested, not her partner.
Was she hammer time?
I'm guessing. But
I don't even recognize her.
I know. She was so great on that show.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're an old NYPD Blue fan, you might be interested to
James
hear that.
Morgan, the boyfriend?
Yeah. I was distracted when I asked Jeff Ehrman. I was embarrassed that I asked him about Mike Breyer right after you did, because I was reading Brandel Chambly ripping Hank Haney. And it
Why?
Made me nuts.
That's on the EP.
That made me nuts.
It just made me nuts because he did a podcast this week and he was grilling Hank. And this is what upsets me. Hank, he's grilling Hank because Hank had the driver yips as a player.
All right.
But it doesn't matter as a coach. He's basically saying what Tiger Woods did in the prime of his career, changing his golf swing. He says it's the craziest thing in the history of sports that's ever happened. Is Tiger Woods at the peak of his game after he'd won four straight majors changing his swing? So anyway, I got caught up all in the middle of that, and I was distracted during the interview with Ehrman. Sorry,
that was
I
an hour ago.
I know, but I was telling you why.
You were the only person on the planet that got tilted by that news.
No, it just bugs me because Hank will tell you that his record under him was actually, his winning percentage was actually higher, I think, than when he was under Butch.
Got
it. So you know. Hailey Bieber's in the news.
Don't forget the other guy. It was that other guy that coached him for a while.
Oh, he's had a few. He had Chris Cuomo.
Foley.
Sean Chris Foley.
Cuomo?
I think that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Sean Foley.
That's the guy.
Foley's the guy you're thinking.
Foley's the guy. It's
the short dude.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Glasses, yes. Can you believe next week is Masters Week.
It's crazy.
It's here.
It's crazy, it's or it happens every year at this time.
I don't know. It's just crazy that it's here so quickly.
It's just it's greatest
the
week of the year.
Of time.
To me, it's my favorite week. My favorite sporting event above any. Honestly, above
you,
any.
And you are not scheduling golf next Thursday, Friday.
I hadn't even thought about it yet, but yeah, I mean, that's when I'm locked in.
And do not.
Although
do that.
I think I'm traveling, to be honest with you. Oh, I think I'm traveling on Friday.
I actually botched it too because I'm traveling.
You're traveling. Hailey Bieber, it's over. She unfollowed Justin on their social media. That means it's officially cooked, right?
Sounds like
if you unfollow your spouse.
I mean, I don't really care, but I guess that's probably not a great sign.
All right.
They last a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, it's not officially over yet.
Do they have children?
Yes, they just had a baby boy. Didn't they call the baby like Jack Blue or something?
I'm sure I keep up with the Justin baby names.
The Biebs, and he's laying there just like holding his kid.
Right.
But anyway, Sydney Sweeney, remember I told you the
Jack
boys?
Blues.
Jack Blues. Remember I told you all the boys were excited because Sydney Sweeney unfollowed her fiancé. They called off the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, now apparently she's been seen with her former co-star, who everybody thinks is dreamy, Glenn Powell, Cakes.
Okay.
Is something going on there with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell?
Sounds like it, potentially.
Morgan Wallen is catching some flack for walking off the SNL stage at the closing credits. His people claim he was just clueless, and I buy that. He
right.
just walked off the stage like he did in all the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
They came out for the closing credits. And he just walked off like he did every other time. But people are taking it like, oh, is that some sort of insult? He didn't stand there and mingle with the comics and, you know, the other actors.
Yeah, but that's only half of it. Apparently, he walked off and said, get me back to God's country.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's definitely an insult.
Just get me out of
New York. He just maybe just want to get out of New York.
You have that in common with Morgan Wallen, Drab. You guys both hate New York City.
It's possible.
Not a big fan.
The Hawk Tour girl, Haley Welch, she won't go away, Cakes.
I wish she would.
She says, and maybe this is why she disappeared, that the SEC's investigation into her controversial meme coin disaster, the rug pull that upset everybody, is over. She's been cleared, and I guess she's back now doing her podcast and, you know, doing her thing. She says she's split with the people that encouraged her to support this meme coin.
Why is Greg Sankey investigating
the SEC?
Why does Texas A&M care?
All right.
Yeah. Why does Vandy care what Hawk Tour girls
Auburn
doing?
Doesn't care. They're playing Final Four. Yeah.
They say the SEC closed the investigation without making any finding against or making any monetary sanctions from Haley because they did not bring any action against her. There are no restrictions on what she can do in regards to crypto or securities in the future. I think she's going to stay away from it, though. But she says she's happy to be back up again. So it sounds like her attorneys we're telling her to stay on the down low.
Did she also rug pull Bitcoin? Because that's going off a cliff.
Yeah.
she get involved with that too?
Very volatile times right now, Cakes.
I know. I'm well aware.
And let me see.
Hope you didn't look at the market on Friday.
Well, I think it's going to be almost as bad today.
I think
just so you know.
It's good news.
Just buckle up.
Short term. It's all short term. Got to figure it out.
Man, let's hope it's short term.
And last but not
least.
When
are people going to start realizing it's the time to buy? Start buying people.
Hopefully today or tomorrow.
Well, it bounced back. Linda Hogan.
So Rick.
Very Rick.
Who, Jason?
Yeah, very Rick.
So look at it. You can't look at it when it's bombing.
Yeah, I'm addicted. I'm addicted to it. I have to look at it.
Yeah. The Hogans are having public beef here. Brooke Hogan, I think, over the weekend. I guess she... Did you know this? That Brooke Hogan has like, cut off her parents for like... 6 or 7 years.
I just saw that last week.
Yeah.
The story, and the wife hasn't. She calls Hulk a sex addict.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of barbs.
Linda
being thrown.
Called him a liar.
We did see the video of him with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife back in the day, Heather.
I think Hulk invented the torpedo bat.
Yeah. He might have. He definitely had a torpedo.
He has the OG torpedo bat. That's what he's got.
He definitely had a thick bat. Yeah.
It was illegal.
Definitely illegal. That's it. That's all that I can see that I really care about. Gisele Bündchen, there's pictures of her riding around on her bike. It looks like she's never had any kids, and meanwhile, she's had a bunch. She looks amazing. I don't know how that happens. And here's the last but not least. O.J. Simpson's Bible from Robert Kardashian just sold at an auction, Cakes.
For how much? Hold on. Don't tell me.
You guys want to bet on this?
$125,000. I have no idea.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nope. It sold for $65,000.
Oh, okay.
$65,800.
What a chance OJ ever read one word in the Bible.
I know he didn't read one commandment.
I know there's at least one commandment.
You know, hey, does he have a bunch of passages underlined? I would love to know what passages he has underlined.
I don't know. But it looks like it comes with like a personal inscription from the late Robert Kardashian. Both those guys donked off cakes. It's hard to believe that OJ's actually
donked off.
Neither
one are with us.
Yeah, no longer with us. Dirt nap, cakes.
The sacred silence, the eternal sleep,
exactly.
The great beyond.
So there you
go. Did he get paid billable hours? Kardashian did nothing on that case.
He just sat there.
He just sat there.
I think it was a way to maybe to keep him on the legal team so he didn't have to testify.
Yes.
Right? I think that was basically the bit. Yeah.
Because he was one of the guys that got accused of like doing something with a golf bag.
We had that Louis Vuitton bag right there. It was some sort of shady handover.
You guys know so much about the OJ trial.
The bloody knife.
So much.
Yeah.
He was accused of maybe doing something with the bloody knife.
He might have gotten
rid
of
it. Didn't OJ claim he was like chipping golf balls the night?
Yeah. Everybody's got to work on their short game, Kex. That's where the scoring really happens. Short game.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chip Patterson, college basketball writer for CBS Sports. We'll get into what Maryland's going to do next with Willard departing for Villanova and the Final Four. Keep it here.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.